void. See, can we think of anything we need to pray about this morning? Anybody else? Okay, let's pray. Father, we just thank you so much for just providing for us. And Lord, we just lift up the brethren throughout the world, Lord. We just pray that you would give them courage, that you would provide for them, Lord, in their times of need, that you would help them, Lord, when they're weak, be faithful, and just be with them, Lord. Help them to have a single eye on you, Lord, to get through life's storms, Father. Just be with them, Lord. Help us, Lord, to be faithful to you, in Jesus' name. Okay, well, I think I've got Psalms 23 today. Tell me what the first verse of this psalm is. How does it go? This might raise your hand. Go ahead. That's right. So you might do the second verse. Raise your hand. Go ahead.
He makes me to lie down in green pastures.
Okay. How about the next one?
He makes me to lie down.
Okay. The next one. Okay. How about the next one?
Yea, though I walk through the shadow of the valley of death, I shall fear no evil.
That's right.
Okay. Your rod and staff shall comfort me.
That's right. Okay. Somebody else. Next one.
Can
you anoint?
Yes, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over.
That's right. Surely. Somebody else? Go ahead. Okay. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord. Well, this verse says, to the end of my day, New King James. Or no, step two again. Okay. So the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me, even in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. The Septuagint says, your cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord to the end of my days. This reminded me of Jesus, who called himself the Good Shepherd. And you go to John 10, and he says that. This is Jesus talking, our Lord, and he says, most assuredly I say to you, He who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calls his own sheep by name, and he leads them out. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Yet they will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus used this illustration, but they did not understand the things which he spoke to them. And then Jesus said to them again, "Most assuredly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who ever came before me, are thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not hear them. I am the door," Jesus said. "If anyone enters by me, he will be saved, and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly." That's what Jesus is offering to us, his life. And then he says, "I am the good shepherd." The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. And that's just really important, that we can know that Jesus is the good shepherd because he's the one who gave his life for the sheep. Just always just remember that. When people ask you about Jesus, or, you know, well, I mean, just when people ask me about Jesus and they say, "Why do you follow Jesus?" And I just think about just how Jesus gave his life for me and for the world. And to me, that's just, I mean, who else would I want to follow? And it says, "The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep, but a hireling, he who is not the shepherd, one who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and he runs away." Okay? That's not a good shepherd. One who's just a hireling, he sees the wolf coming and he runs. And the wolf catches the sheep and scatters them. The hireling flees because he's a hireling and does not care about the sheep. And Jesus says again, "I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep and am known by my own. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. Therefore my Father loves me, because I lay down my life, that I may take it again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This command I have received from my Father." So, Jesus is the good shepherd, and he's we can just always remember that. He's the one who went all the way for us. And anyway, he's worthy to be followed. Okay, why don't we go ahead and do our verses or whatever you have today. And why don't we go ahead and stand up. And Jaden, why don't you go ahead and go first?
A Japanese in a prison camp in the desert. When this 12-year-old girl was allowed to go home, she was called a Jap at school. on Valentine's Day, she got ten Nancy Valentine's. But another boy suddenly gave her a box of chocolate. That simple act of kindness made her cry. Then a little girl led her to her house. She had never seen a family before, but they didn't seem poor because they were so rich in them.
In the testimony of Joe, there's a story about how Joe had four doors on his house so that people coming from all directions could come in and get whatever they wanted. And then twelve unmovable tables that had things for the poor. And he had 50 bakeries baking bread on his table.
Joseph was provided his brother and his brother were meeting the way to Joseph.
In days he showed kindness to his mother and his brother,
did everybody go? Okay. All right. I don't have your assignment yet. I'll plan on having it tonight. You can go ahead and be seated.
When Moses extended the 2 to the 12 spies into the land of Canaan, Joshua and Caleb, they came back and gave a good report. They had the vision that God was going to give. They believed God was going to give them that land, no matter who was there to fight or what was going to happen to them. They had the vision to take it, and the other spies didn't.
Solomon had a vision to build a temple. 2 Chronicles 10:2. So Solomon assigned 70,000 men to carry loads and 80,000 men to cut stones from the mountain and 3,600 men to supervise them.
And there was a great disciple at Damascus named Ananias, and the Lord in a vision, and the Messiah, and so he told, I am here. The Lord said unto him, arise and go into the street, which is called Straight, and inquire of the house of Jews, the one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he prays, and hath seen in a vision a man of Ananias coming in, and putting his hand on him, that he might see his sight. And I answered, Lord, I have heard by many of this man, and I see what he has done. Did I thank the Lord? And here from the chief priests divine, all that fall on my name. But the Lord said unto him, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me, to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how they claim to be the subject among you today. That is where David had a vision to kill Goliath, even though it seemed really hard. He had faith that God helped him. And the old thing.
The night Jesus was crucified, he knew he was going to have to die on the cross. He didn't want to, but he saw that was what needed to be done and submitted it to God's will. Acts 11:11. And behold, immediately there were three men already coming to the house where I was, sent from Caesarea unto me. And the Spirit bade me go with them, nothing doubting. Moreover, these six brethren accompanied me, and we entered into the man's house. Peter, God gave Peter a vision to follow the men about the house.
John the Baptist preached in the wilderness, prepared the way to the Lord. No matter what I do, I always know there's something to prepare for it.
The children of Israel left Egypt, left the Bible, and went out to the wilderness, and then they had a lot of vision and disobeyed God and were rebelling to that. Entered the rest.
Joshua 24:16. Joshua had a vision that he and his family had been serving the Lord. In Genesis, Joseph told his brothers that he'd bring Benjamin back to them, and Jacob didn't want him to go, but Judah told him that he could be. He could be held in his town if he didn't bring him back, and Joseph was going to keep him as a servant, and Judah said, no, I'll stay here, and I'll be your servant instead of Benjamin, lest I should see the evil that would befall my father, and die if he don't make it back. So he sacrificed himself for his father's health and his friends. Moses had a vision. He rather he called Pharaoh's daughter, so he decided, and sometimes it does kind of tie you back down a little bit on the video, but yeah, it was
very odd. Jesus gave the disciples a vision at the Last Supper when he prayed that I did not pray for these alone, but for those who will believe in me through their word. They may be one as you and I are. As you, Father, are in me and I in you, they may also be one in us, the one of my believers that you sent me.
In Acts 4, Peter was determined to preach about Jesus, even though the church said what he said, even though they put him in jail.
Daniel purposed in his heart that he wouldn't defile himself with the king's food and wine. So he asked the whoever was taking care of him to give him vegetable and